Welcome back to another edition of the Pick 6. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall, in Xfinity Studios at Winter Park with a bunch of questions from you guys after the Vikings won their fifth game in a row. The Vikings are in first place, but there's lots of work to do for the Vikings on the field and for us right here in the studio, so let's get to work. The first question comes from Joshua. Are the Vikings playing with more confidence or just better? How about both? I think one begets the other. The Vikings have improved every week along the way this season. After starting with a loss, the Vikings keep getting better, and they're a confident team because of the way they're winning games with complete team effort. Special teams pitching in. Marcus Sherrills has a return touchdown. Cordero Patterson has a return touchdown. Jeff Locke is having a nice season. Blair Walsh has won us games with field goals. The offense is chipping in. How about the way Teddy Bridgewater and company performed at the end of the game in Soldier Field? Adrian Peterson running all over the place, and the defense has been a constant. So this team is playing well as a team, and I think that's one big reason they're confident right now. The next question comes from Chris in Utah. Do you see or sense any frustration from anybody that Bridgewater hasn't found Mike Wallace downfield as a deep threat? Well, I think the Vikings certainly want to get that connection going, and I think they can, but that they haven't yet has not caused frustration within the locker room or with Teddy or Mike Wallace, and here's why. The Vikings are winning games. That's the bottom line in this business, and both Mike and Teddy have played the game long enough that they know the pendulum could swing the other way very quickly, and the passing game may be needed. So, no frustration in the Vikings locker room. Things are going in the right direction for this group. The next question comes from Chris. What's going on with the passing game? Well, the passing game is not producing the numbers that everyone wants to see eventually, but here's the deal. With the way the Vikings are running the ball right now, the passing game doesn't need to put up big numbers, and quite frankly, the Vikings aren't asking the passing game to put up big numbers. The offensive line is doing a great job of paving the way for Adrian Peterson. You have to credit Zach Lyon and the tight ends for their run blocking as well, and of course the best running back in the game, Adrian Peterson, more than 200 yards clear of the number two rusher in the NFL. Adrian ahead of his pace from 2012, and he had over 2,000 yards rushing. He's a treat to watch. Paul has the next question. Who on the Vikings is most deserving of making the Pro Bowl? Well, I think the Vikings have a handful of guys or more who deserve to make the Pro Bowl. I don't know who's the most deserving, but I'll give you two names. One who's been there quite a bit, Adrian Peterson. He's the best running back in the NFL, and he's having great games every single week. Another guy who's never been to the Pro Bowl but better go this year, Linval Joseph. He is wrecking opposing offensive lines, a havoc in the middle for the Vikings defense, and a big reason why the Vikings defense is playing so well. I hope Linval gets to the Pro Bowl. You can help him get there by going to Vikings.com right now and casting your Pro Bowl ballot, where you can vote for Linval and the rest of the Vikings to send them to the Pro Bowl. Lucas has the next question. Can Adrian Peterson be stopped, and will he enter the MVP conversation? Well, one thing's for certain, teams have been having a difficult time stopping Adrian, including the Raiders last Sunday, as Adrian rushed for 203 yards, the sixth time he's rushed for over 200 yards in his career. Now, in 2012, Adrian won the MVP award. He rushed for 2,000 yards. He's on a similar pace this season, but he's got a better team around him, a team that might not need to rely on him as much as that 2012 team did. So he might not win the MVP award, but he sure is helping us win games, and that's what matters the most. Last question comes from Justin. I know it's early, but are you now worried, confident, or cocky about the border battle? Cocky? No, never with the Green Bay Packers. Remember, they're the defending champions, and the road to the NFC North still goes through Green Bay until someone takes it away from them. Confident? Yes, how can you not be? This Vikings team is on fire right now. They've won five straight, and Mike Zimmer is keeping their focus on what's ahead of them. Worried? No. But on edge? Yes, the Vikings are now the hunted. Everyone is going to give the Vikings their best shot, but the Vikings must maintain the mentality of the hunter if they want to capture NFC North supremacy. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6. Thanks for watching. Remember, we'll be back next week, so please submit your questions right here to this email address at the bottom of the screen. The Vikings play the Packers. They look to knock off the border rivals and remain in first place in the NFC North. That game is on Sunday at 3:25 right here in Minnesota. Catch the game on the Vikings Radio Network, where Paul Allen, Pete Bursich, and Greg Coleman will have the call. In the meantime, stay tuned to Vikings.com for tons of great content previewing the Vikings and Packers game this Sunday.